Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. 8 years after pledging "Yes, we can" yesterday, Barack Obama said goodbye to the United States. The 44th US president made his farewell address from his hometown of Chicago, just a few miles from where he made his first ever victory speech in 2008. He described his time as presidency as the honor of my life. Obama looked back over his presidency in a positive light, addressing issues such as terrorism and the distortion of news at the expense of facts. He described America's young people as unselfish, altruistic, creative and patriotic, and wrapped up by saying, "Yes, we did." In the meantime, President-elect Donald Trump will be gearing up for giving his first news conference today since his election in November. US intel chiefs have told American channel CNN that Obama and Trump received classified documents, including allegations that Russian operatives claimed to have compromising personal and financial information about Trump. A report on Russian interference in the 2016 election contained a two-page synopsis that was presented to the outgoing president and president-elect. Trump has called the claims a witch hunt. In France, emergency rooms have been flooded with people with the flu, according to the Minister of Health. Marisol Touraine has said that emergency services are feeling the strain and has asked for doctors to supply patients with as much care as possible in order to not push emergency care to breaking point. The two regions most affected by the current flu epidemic are Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes and the Île-de-France. In the investigation into Kim Kardashian's jewellery robbery in Paris, the reality star's driver, along with three other suspects, were released yesterday evening, the day after a police raid. A total of 17 people had been arrested in connection to the heist last October. The thieves are suspected of taking jewellery to the value of 9 million euros. And finally, tonight sees the start of the World Handball Championships taking place in France. The French team, who are double Olympic champions as well as holders of the world title, are the favourites. Tonight, the tournament opens with France versus Brazil at 9:15 from Bercy. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.